Letter the second. Madam, if I have delayed the sequel of my history, it has been purely to allow myself a little breathing time, not without some hopes that, instead of pressing me to a continuation, you would have acquitted me of the task of pursuing a confession, in the course of which my self-esteem has so many wounds to sustain. I imagined, indeed, that you'd have been tired with the uniformity of adventures and expressions inseparable from a subject of this sort, whose groundwork being, in the nature of things, eternally one and the same, whatever variety of forms and modes the situations are susceptible of, there is no escaping a repetition of near the same images, the same figures, the same expressions, with this further inconvenience added to the disgust it creates, that the words joys, ardours, transports, ecstasies, and the rest of those pathetic terms so received in the practice of pleasure, flatten and lose much of their due spirit and energy by the frequency they indispensably recur with, in the narrative of which that practice professedly composes the whole basis. I must therefore trust to the candour of your judgment, for your allowing for the disadvantage I am necessarily under in that respect, and to your imagination and sensibility, the pleasing task of repairing it by their supplements, will my descriptions flag or fail. The one will readily place the pictures I present before your eyes, the other give life to the colours, where they are dull or worn with too frequent handling.